just finished playing your tape. It was your tape of, the 19th through the 22nd. Anyway, I really was delighted to hear the tape, to hear your news, and it came at a very apropos moment or time. The reason being, this whole week has been crazy, but today was the day Michael left to go on her trip around the world. And I went down to the airport this morning with her and saw her off. And I just got back about 1:30 this afternoon, and I stopped at the club for a couple of hours, and then I came up to the hooch here. And I'm just all in. This has been a crazy, crazy week. Believe me, it's been the most frustrating, nerve-wracking, emotional weeks. In fact, the whole month or so has been pretty crazy. But it's been so much, as far as Michael leaving, I think I have been just as excited as she is. You know, she has planned to go from here to Japan for almost a week, then on to Hong Kong, Thailand, on to India. Then she's taking a boat trip around Africa up to the Mediterranean, going through France, Italy, perhaps Ireland or England if she gets a chance, Germany, wherever she can, depending upon how her money holds out. And because it's a big trip, it's going to take her about 3 months. And she is going part of the way with another girl. She's going to meet this girl in Hong Kong. But for the most part, she'll be on her own. And she has never traveled alone. She's never been to Europe. This is her first trip outside the United States, was here to Korea. So it's a big thing for her, and we're very, very close. Micah has worked and lived with me for the whole year that she's been here. Actually, it's a year and a week or two, just over a year. But I have been most fortunate because Micah is a wonderful gal, and we get along so well. And you live close to begin with. I mean, we work together, we live together in the hooch, you know, so that I hated to see her leave. And this whole week, I have been running with Micah to Seoul, to do things, to clear her. You have to do a great deal of paperwork. In fact, there are a couple of things that I have to mail that she left behind. But it has been a crazy mixed up week. Last night, we had asked the officers to stop in if they wanted to have a drink. We just had beer and some punch. We didn't get into the hard stuff. And I had asked them to stop over about 8 o'clock, and most of them came about 10, 10:30. Anyway, I didn't get to bed till after 2, and we were up before 7 this morning. And another night this week, Mike and I were up to about 3, helping her pack, and she had to get all her household goods out of here. There's a great deal involved as far as clearing a base. You have to keep your health records and your traveling orders, and you have to clear your property bookman, ability, all kinds of things, you know. But, so I have gotten myself involved, and like today we got up early, we went to breakfast, and Michael was saying goodbye to a few people. And she was getting upset because she's quite excited. You know, she hasn't been sleeping as well as she should be. And she's just anxious to get started, I think, and a bit skeptical. Having never done this before, you can see where she's very, very thrilled about it. Plus the fact that her people are writing and everybody is giving her advice where to go, what to see, what to do. And then last night she went down to the service club to say goodbye to a couple of the boys, and she started to cry. So she came on home, and then today again when she stopped by the club, she just broke up. I think she's tired to begin with. And then at the airport again, I went down with her. I was the only one outside of the driver, and Michael just couldn't speak to me when she was getting on the plane. it's very hard for her because, as I say, she's all keyed up. But we had to stop. We got some more film for her, and I took all her wand, gave her NPC. She forgot to spend her wand or cash it in. Oh, and the little things you have to do before you leave. You know, we kept checking this and checking that. So anyway, basically, that's the story. But, oh boy, another week like this. I've had 3 headaches every day. And I think part of it is because things are so, it's so hard to explain. They're just like Tuesday, I would like to give you an example. I think it was Tuesday. We were going down to get the wigs. It was one thing. Micah had 10,000 other things. I was going to go right down and come back. I was going down to pick up my jacket and my dress that I had made. But what happened was I got up in the morning to tape a tape that Micah had. And see, she was packing all the stuff for shipped home a few days ago, so I had to tape it. Well, I got up and I started to tape. I had it going for about a half hour, and some electricians came to the door. Well, of course, I'm in my pajamas yet. Put on my bathrobe, I let them in. They told me they were electricians. They were checking the wiring system in this hooch. They do this all the time. So I explained to them that I was taping, and I said, do you have to put the lights on? See, we have neon lights in here, and when you flick the light on, it interrupts the current, the electrical current, and it makes a noise on your tapes, and this goes on all the time. So consequently, you don't put any lights on, or you put them all on, and then you tape, but you don't turn them on or off while you're taping. So I explained to the chief honcho what I was doing, and I said, do you have to put the lights on? No, he said, we don't have to put the lights on. We will not put the lights on. As he's telling me this, he stood there and he flicked on the neon light. You see, they say yes to everything and they don't understand a thing you tell them. So this just made me furious because I immediately stopped the tape and started all over again. I got these clowns out of here. 6 of them come in to check. You know, one looks and the other 5 stand there and gape. Okay, they left and I had started taping all over from the beginning again and the power went dead. See, almost daily here we use the power. Usually, I guess, in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, sometimes all day, sometimes in the evening. You never know. So that cut my tape short again. So I had to start all over again. Meanwhile, I decided to leave it because the power was dead. So I went down to get the 10:30 bus to Seoul. And there was no 10:30 bus. And I stood for an hour. See, nothing is definite in this country. And Mac and I met in Seoul, and we were going to pick up the wigs. Well, this is another long story. Micah got her wigs after we were there an hour and 10 minutes, because the girl who usually waits on us speaks a little bit of English, but she wasn't there, so it was impossible to communicate. But I didn't get my wig because they had ordered it, but it didn't come in the right color, you know. So I was very happy we got Micah's own, because she needed them to pack, you know. She wanted to include them in her whole baggage. So this is the way the week has gone, just like this. I've seemed to miss everything or plan something, and then the whole thing went haywire. And in addition to all this personal confusion, we had an FTX this week. That's a division field problem. Everybody was out in the field. All the men were out in the field for 3 days, 2 nights. And this makes life complicated because when they go to the field, our mess hall closes down, the officers club, because no one's here. We can eat over at the other mess hall, second admin's mess hall. But one day we missed a meal over there, and we were going to order a sandwich from the snack bar. But when the power was shut off again, the snack bar can't cook anything because there's no electrical power anywhere on the compound. Mike and I were starving because we hadn't had supper the night before and we had no breakfast, no lunch, and here it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I tell you, these things are difficult to explain to you guys just because they're so far out from anything you might run into stateside. And these things go on all the time, but this week they seem to double up. And as I say, with the excitement and the anticipation of Micah going, has been one hell of a week. And I think I have been just as excited. My stomach is a bundle of nerves. I feel much better now, the last hour. Really, I came home and I washed
washed my face and I put your tape on, and I lay down on the bed and I feel a lot more relaxed. And she's gone, you know, and what can you do? But I think I'll feel the separation probably a great deal more in a few more days, because I'm here all by myself now in the hooch. Of course, this doesn't upset me, Nurgis, but it's just that you get so used to somebody. And as I say, Mike and I were so used to one another. It was a good relationship. I was never, I never confided in Mike, so to speak, but she was a wonderful gal and to work with and to live with. So that it makes a difference, and particularly where I lost Gwen, you know, just 2 weeks ago. Gwen went home, and she had been living here a few months. So now the place is empty. I have this whole hooch here to myself, and all the rooms are echoing because there's nothing in them. I hope I'll have privacy. I mean, some of the boys, you know, they'd be popping in all the time just to keep me company. They're too much. We had a throw 'em out about 1:30 this morning. They'd sit here all night and yak. As long as you have beer, you know, they'd sit and drink and yak. And Mike and I were so tired. Oh, I'm telling you. Anyway, there you have, in a lump shell, so to speak, the current news of this week. And I'm sorry I didn't get to tape earlier this week, but there just wasn't time to do that. Not with all the other confusion that we had. I had mentioned this before to you. As far as I know, there's no replacement for Micah in the service club. Now, this may change because Ruth will be back in a week or so from the States. But until then, I'll have to do it alone. And I am not looking forward to it. Not at all, believe me. And that's another sore spot on the service club, because my staff takes advantage when I'm not there. They really do, because I can't be there morning, noon, and night. This creates another problem. I think it's time to flip this over, Duchess. I'll meet you on the other side.